Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello there. This is James, and what you're about to listen to is a special, slightly different Football Book Club episode to normal, which was first released at the beginning of January 2024 to the Football Book Club Club. Every fortnight, the Football Book Club Club receives an exclusive bonus episode just like this one, which regular Football Book Club listeners won't have access to. So if you'd like that and much, much more, make sure you head to patreon.com/footballbookclub, where you can sign up for just £3.50 a month. That's patreon.com/footballbookclub. Enjoy the episode. Hello, Football Book Club listeners, and welcome.
It is really
sorry.
Jarring.
It was too.
I said three words.
You've just become accustomed to you going hello like that.
I know. So, yeah. So whenever it's when different, go, and whenever it's this guy, I'm like, oh god, what's he gonna do?
This is story, James. The other me is autobiography, James.
I hate story, James.
Well, he's here to stay, whether you like it or not, my little friend. Welcome.
The doors and window are locked.
And welcome all to another edition of everyone's favourite Football Book Club spin-off. That's right, it's story time, where instead of reading an autobiography, we all go around the group and bring a lovely football story to tell each other. And speaking of which, I'm joined by three very lovely storytellers. Say hello, Jack Bernhardt.
Hello, Jack Bernhardt. I'm sorry. I just want to go and see my wife and kids.
No time for that. Say goodbye. Say hello, Natasha Frisco.
Hello.
Want to get down now, please? And say hello, James Belgium.
Hello. I like it. I prefer this.
Yeah.
It makes me feel safe.
I don't like it either. I'm not a big fan, but I'm glad that you like it, James. I just call you up in the future. When I call you up, I just do that voice every single time. Helps talk you to sleep.
Your CBeebies voice.
My CBeebies voice. Yeah, my MILF Hunter voice. I think we call it.
Yeah, we decided to call it the first
time. Long time ago. Wow.
Do we know what? I can't remember. When we win, what do we get called again? Have we written it? Have you written it down?
Oh, we will be back. Oh, don't worry. I've written that down. Okay. All will be revealed in a second. But it has been a long time. We haven't done an episode of Storytime this series, which means we haven't done one, I think, for a year and a bit, year and a half or so. So
we're all happy.
Oh, that answers my next question. Happy to be back in Storytime mode?
No.
Okay. Tash, James?
I am. Yeah. I will come to it when it's my turn, but I am feeling a little under the weather today, and this writing this really perked me up.
Oh, there we go. That's good. There we go. Restorative.
Girded my loins.
Okay.
Oh, no. James is like the sore guy. Tash has gone sexy.
No, that was my... That was, let's be honest, the loin stuff was from my voice earlier on. That was entirely bad, wasn't it?
That was girded my loins.
Oh no,
sure.
James, your CBeebies voice has girded my loins.
The MILF has been hunted. James, you're indifferent. James, Jack really hates it. Tash really loves it. Indifferent, James.
What, story time?
Yeah.
Well, I like story time.
Okay.
I like a little story time.
See, James is positive. Why can't you all be positive? Yeah. It's going to be very good fun. We've got
James
four
is the only one who's going to make this out alive.
He's played the game before. It's been. we got four lovely stories for you guys. Without further ado, let's start story time, and of course, let's play the theme. So, if you haven't listened to story time before, everyone on the show has been tasked with bringing a story to the group. The story can be old, it can be new, it can be anything, really. It just has to be football-related, loosely football-related. That's the only rule. Has everyone got one?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Everyone's brought one. Okay, I like the sir. I do like the sir. Yeah, it's even starting to grow on me a bit, James. Grow up. And at the end, we all vote for whoever's brought the best story. And the best storyteller will be crowned King Story Person, winner of Hearts and Minds. You might remember.
That's it.
Well, Tash, you should know, because you've been reigning King Story Person, winner of Hearts and Minds for over a year.
And I plan on keeping my title.
Yeah, yeah. How's it felt?
Yeah.
How's it felt? Is the crown
it's
weighed heavy?
Heavy as the head that wears the crown. Mm-hmm. I did feel the pressure today, but I'm coming out fighting.
Yes. Last time you brought a lovely, joyful story about Albanian people being criminals. a story about the Albanian national team getting detained at Heathrow. It was a very good story. Won the day. So guys, you all know the heights that we often reach on this show, so I'm expecting a strong story time. Okay. And Jack and my only James and Tasha ever been crowned, by the way. Jack and I never have, so there's a lot of pressure on our shoulders.
Well, no but one's gonna vote for you.
Jack has been bigging his own up today. We have a group chat, and Jack has been talking
what was my
big
winner?
Game.
Was that crocodiles in the moat or on the pitch?
Yes, it was.
Possibly. It was.
I loved but crocodiles around the moat.
But back to Jack the Braggart.
Yeah.
Jack the hubris.
Braggadoshi Jack.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to big it up too much. I don't want to say it's I know that it's a great story, and I feel excited to tell you all about it.
Interesting. Okay, that's good. That's good. And,
I would just
like to call your attention to the message that you sent at 19:19 yesterday.
Oh, timestamp it.
I don't want to oversell it, but I think I found the greatest story ever.
Yeah. See, Jack has been running a PR campaign and for 24 hours, and none of us will be swayed by it. None of us will be swayed
for
by it.
For your consideration. Taking out full page ads is great.
You can't retell the crocodile moat one. We've done that.
What if it's someone about Albanians being criminals near crocodiles? Ooh. What about that story? Ooh.
That would be good, actually. That would be good. That would really be our wheelhouse. let's get into it. Let's kick off with the reigning champion, of course, Natasha Frisco.
I'm sorry,
one wants to go first, you know, Eurovision,
the,
and all that,
the King story time winner of Hearts and Minds must as must. The true. Winner of all of our hearts and minds, you must free
true.
Us
true
yeah lead by true. Example
okay well So I did something bad. I was trying to research some funny, interesting stories for story time because the one, I don't know if you remember the one that I did about Port Vale hosting a metal show.
Mm-hmm.
I love that story.
I think about that all the time. And
Lemmy was involved. Lemmy. Yep, yep.
I wanted to do something like, Lemmy was not involved. Yeah. I wanted to do something along those lines. And then I found this amazing story about a prison in Uganda that's developed this league named after Premier League clubs, and now it's reforming offenders. Mm. And it was going to have highs and lows. And then, like something from my wildest dreams, I found this amazing Pulitzer-worthy piece from this PhD student at Harvard on how Nike has bottled the scent of cleats on a football pitch, it into their stores to make people feel the emotion. I was going to do something like that. However, as you may have noticed, I'm feeling a little delicate today. You can probably see a sort of haunted look in my eyes.
Last
night, I went to see The Prodigy because my friend's band, Softplay, was supporting.
Oh, yeah.
They were very good. I should have said no, knowing we were doing this today, but look what they made me do. I have an 11 out of 10 hangover today.
Mm.
Champagne problems, I know.
Mm.
So instead of writing anything emotional and gorgeous, all I really wanted to do was lie horizontally on the sofa with a Nando's.
Yep.
So I decided to shake it off and do story time, Taylor's version.
I was going to say, I noticed the shake it off gave it away. But you said, look what you made me do earlier as well, right? I heard
that. I did. Oh, yeah. I have written this. I have bolded out all of the... There's so many hidden in this. So whoever can spot the most can get my prize.
Oh, wow.
So, unfortunately, it looks like our Taylor is not buying Notts County, which is a shame. That was a rumor that was going around a few weeks ago. And I was kind of ready to see her collaborate with Jake Berg or something. But next year, I'm going to see Taylor at Anfield and Wembley. So I thought I would see if there was anything that linked the two great loves of my life to see if I'm a mastermind or if my reputation would be sullied.
Very good.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, I know that song.
These are all going over my head.
I thought Taylor Swift had been on Mastermind. I didn't recognise that title. Or like, so, you just started doing Clive Myrie references.
Just gets like further and further away from what you were saying before. Yeah.
Sorry, Dash.
So anyway, as it turns out, Taylor has some very funny ties to soccer. I know she's big NFL at the minute, but I've got two bits to share for this story time. Two small bits, but they make one excellent story. Okay. So firstly, I want to talk about the weird parasocial relationship she's got with the Argentine national team and Corinthians in Brazil. Do you know about this?
No.
So firstly, in Argentina, like, football superstitions run really deep. Mm-hmm. And a ritual has developed in Argentina because the last time they qualified for the World Cup, the one that they went on to win, it was Taylor Swift's birthday. And the first goal happened on the 33rd minute, which is how old she turned that day. And the manager, who everybody loves, used to wear the number 13, which Swifties know as her number. So when they went on to win, TikTok in Argentina decided that it was all because of Taylor and she was their lucky charm. And they started posting clips of the final edited Taylor Swift songs, particularly clips of Messi to You're On Your Own Kid, which is a bit weird. But then when they went so viral, the Argentine national TV channel, which is run by the government, every time the national team plays, doesn't matter at what level, if it's just a friendly or whatever, they put Taylor Swift videos on the telly with edited clips of the game that reference the lyrics that are playing, and it's just become this thing that they do.
So this
last week, it was both the Eras Tour in Buenos Aires and the qualifying match for the World Cup, both at the Estadio Mas Monumental, and the country went mad for it, obviously. The TV channel aired hours of Taylor Swift edits all week to wish both Taylor and the national team good luck. How was it going? All too
badly.
Well.
Yeah.
Because it's her. Yes, she's the problem. It's Taylor. She ruined the bloody pitch. So which meant they had to relocate the match to La Bombonera.
Oh, yeah.
At the very last minute, which ruined all of the other superstition rituals that they have around the game. There's loads of them that they have at the other stadium that they just couldn't do. And it broke Argentina's winning streak. They lost 2-0 to Uruguay. It's the first game they've lost in ages. And it gets deeper. So she's now in Brazil. Tonight, as we record this, Argentina are playing Brazil. The day after Taylor played in Rio, there was a national petition going around in Argentina that had nearly 500,000 signatures to get the game moved to further after the show to avoid the curse of Taylor coming again. Because which was unsuccessful because the match is taking place in like 6 hours. So let's see how that goes. But Corinthians fans on the other side love her. Do you know why? The Taylor Swift rule.
Okay.
So they had never lost a game on either side of her album releases up until the re-release of Speak Now recently, when they lost 2-0 to Sao Paulo. But that's pretty good going, right? Yeah. All these albums as a lucky omen. However, in the squad named for tonight, there are no Corinthians players on the Brazil team, which has led to TikTok petitioning the Brazilian manager to include Yuri Alberto, who is the only Corinthians player with a recent call up to the national team, to see if they can gain the luck that Argentina have just lost.
Wow.
Because that's how it works. It's
calling
like
him up.
Given... Yeah.
Okay.
So there's even a blog dedicated to finding who the next Taylor Swift is. Now, her song, but the album didn't work for them.
Sure. The scouts are all over.
You need another one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Rise Against is number one. And then Bjork. Their unluckiest release is Paul McCartney, believe it or not.
Ah.
So yeah, that's part one, which is mad. And it's literally bonkers. Happening right now. My next little love story is about the one who belongs with me. It's Jude Bellingham.
So she have a song called Jude Bellingham?
Yeah.
She should do. So this week, he won the Golden Boy Award, you know, best player under 21 in Europe. It's big deal. Previous winners, Haaland, Mbappe, and obviously Messi. And yes, Jude is smashing it this year. He's had 13 goals in 14 games. He's a very deserving winner. But do you know what really helps your cause? Swifties.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing they do better than revenge.
Yes.
So Tutto Sport did a Twitter poll about who should win between Jude and Barcelona's Alejandro Baldo. And while it is voted for by 50 sports journalists, they do take into account the public votes as well that are inputted online. And until last week, Jude was trailing at around 20% when a Swiftie uncovered an old interview where Baldi says he doesn't like Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
I smell bad blood. Jude had 30,000 votes, and in just 7 minutes of the tweet being posted, he had 100,000 new votes and rocketed to the top of the list. By midnight, he had 89% of the vote. Barcelona fan pages tried to compete. One even created a bot that automated votes for Baldi once a minute, but they failed miserably against the power of the Swifties, and Jude ultimately ended up with 65% of the total votes cast.
That's
and then bonkers. Went on to win.
That's so there so we go. Weird.
Yes.
Swift story time.
Very good. Very good.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's the power of the Swifties is incredible.
I saw
a bunch of Spurs after that happened. I saw a bunch of Spurs fans pretend that Ange Postecoglou had said loads of positive things about Swifties. So the Swifties voted in the manager of the match.
That's so embarrassing.
Well, as a joke. Yeah. It's funny.
Okay. If we're
He's
sure.
definitely more of a Beyonce man.
So yeah,
exactly, I was going to say.
He's more of a Beyonce man, I'd say.
Postecoglou. Oh, he likes, who is it he likes? Robbie, that's it. Robbie did that song for him. He rewrote Angels for him.
Yeah, I know you lot trying to nick
Matilda.
Port Vale song.
I know. Well, that's what Robbie anyway. Did it himself. I think he's very happy
so
to.
I did actually have an Easter egg that none of you spotted, but all through the episode I've been drinking out of my Taylor Swift cup.
Ah, that's good, okay.
I'll be honest, that'll be lost on the listeners.
It will be lost on the listeners. And I imagine, but if anyone can count how many titles I hid in that little thing, then I'll be very impressed.
Okay, on the postcard, guys. And very good. I'm trying to think of any Taylor Swift song to end this. I knew it would be trouble ending this.
fucking hell.
But that was a real love story. Shake it off.
Thank you. Next, am I right?
Bye.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Right, now next, do we go Belgian or do we bring the story that everyone's been waiting for?
I think we should make him do it last. So.
Jack, I agree. See if it can live to that.
Yeah. So, I'm really worried about this.
Mr. Belgian, okay. Our only other previous Champion. King story person, King of winner of Hearts and Minds. Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't got the same amount of effort as Tasha's at all, but... If you're all right with that.
Good start. I'd like to wing it on the spot, actually, if you could just come up with something else, that'd be great.
To say Tash is like extremely hungover, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's true. That's what
my,
the King's
my
story
hangover
time
cure
does,
is my hangover cure is extensive research, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah, there we go.
This is my
mine's take me out. Let's watch take me out.
Oh, nice. I did watch a lot of 1% Club today, actually.
Oh, I like that show. Lee Mack. Yeah, that's a good one there. Yeah.
I was so hungover earlier that I entered.
Okay. Oh,
I was
wow.
like, yeah, I could do this. Yeah. I could do this.
Nice.
Anyway.
Mr. Bow Wow. Let's have your poorly prepared.
References I get in my social. Let's see if you can pick them out. There was no snow on the beach when Romania returned to the World Cup in 1930. That's a Google.
Very good.
Extra Lana.
Featuring Lana Del Rey. yeah, so basically, World Cup 1930, Romania returned. One of the Romanians, Alfred Eisenbesser Ferraru, that's a cool name. Mm-hmm. So he on the journey back, he was taken ill during the transatlantic voyage. He was diagnosed with pneumonia. When the boat reached the mainland, they got to Genoa, and he was left in Italy to recuperate. Mm. Anyway, a huge crowd gathered at Bucharest's Gare du Nord, which I think is a train station, right?
In France?
Sounds like it.
In Bucharest.
Okay.
to welcome the team back, right? And when his absence was noted, rumour spread that he had died in South America.
Oh.
But nobody checked this.
Oh, no.
With the actual squad or any of the coaches or anything. So the squad dispersed around the country, returned to lives and work. A distraught Mrs. Ferraru, his mother, organised a wake. Nobody had let her know to mark the passing of her beloved son. Right on cue, on the morning of his own wake, he returned home.
What?
No!
His mother took one look at him and fainted. Not only was Ferraru not dead, this is weirdly worded, he was healthy enough to compete as a figure skater in the 1934 and 1938 European Championships. And also in the 1934 championships, he was in the bobsled team.
Wow.
Good news, man.
Winter Olympics.
Wait, if you had pneumonia, the thing I wouldn't do immediately after is enter the Winter Olympics. It's like, well, I would hold back on that for a long time.
This story is just ridiculous.
I like the fact that they were like, where is he? He must be dead.
He must be dead. Yeah.
Went around the whole country. Like, did you hear about it? Yeah, he died. And to his mum. His mum got there. And then,
why is that the immediate assumption that he's dead? Like, how did he slip by not only the huge crowd, but the whole squad without telling them?
Mm. And also that the squad would be like, well, he's not here. So I guess we're pretty happy that we did very well at this World Cup, so we're not going to think about it. But a player did die.
Why didn't they let his mum know, though? That's the most important
thing. What was his name, James?
It was Alfred Eisenbesser Ferraru.
You know what? Sorry, Alfred can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because he's dead.
Very good.
And then his mum's like, what? And he's like, no, I was doing a future Taylor Swift reference. Mum! Oh, no.
Turning up at his own wake, though. That's just true.
That is
he's
so
just like, hey, what are all these sandwiches God. For?
This plane could use a bit of colour, can I tell you? Yeah.
That's the end of the story, by the way. It's just ridiculous.
I liked it. It was short, sweet, and weird.
They just could like have let
the James
know.
Bond story.
Yeah. Mad.
No, very good. Very good. Well, we've had two stories so far, and we'll be back after the break when we will definitely be getting back together in a few minutes.
Oh my God, right? Just stop trying.
That's the last one. We won't be doing any more Taylor Swift references after
this. This is him trying.
Yeah.
Another one. I was gonna like
We'll be back on break with more stories, and more story time. So we'll see you in a few. Hello, James here, and we at Football Book Club want you. That's right, you, to join something special, something exclusive. We want you to join the Football Book Club Club. The Football Book Club Club is the home of even more Football Book Club action. And now, it's cheaper than ever to become a full member at just £3.50 a month. There's three tiers. By signing up to our Bookworm tier, you get an exclusive members-only episode of Football Book Club every fortnight, filling the gap between regular episodes with more book club fun and, frankly, a frighteningly deeper analysis of whatever book we're reading in the episode. Plus, you get access to all the bonus episodes recorded so far. There's over 20 of them on there. Well, 20. And most excitingly, you'll get your hands on a special edition Money Can't Buy bookmark you can put inside your personal copy of Darren Huckabee's Hucks. All that for just £3.50 a month. For context, that's a tenth of the cost of a Cameo message from Ian Dowie. And a Cameo is what, 30 seconds? For that price, you get 10 episodes. That's 3.5 hours of content. I dread to think what you have to pay to get 3.5 hours of content from Ian Dowie. You'd have to remortgage your house. But I digress. And if that's still not right for you, if you really love the show, you can join the Super Bookworm tier. And if you like the show but don't want to pay that much, you can support the show for just £1 a month on the Casual Reader tier. You won't get the bonus episodes, but yes, you will get that bookmark. Head to patreon.com/footballbookclub for more details. So if you enjoy the show, please consider joining up. It really does help us to keep making the show, because books don't grow on trees. They are trees, kind of. And trees are expensive. But the Football Book Club isn't. So join today at patreon.com/footballbookclub or by following the link in the episode notes. See you back at the clubhouse.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to Football Book Club Storytime. Oh, I forgot I should be doing my voice. Welcome back, everyone.
Sometimes he forgets midway through, and if you don't remind him, he'll just carry on.
I'll drop it.
He got distracted by Taylor Swift, and he became all laddie again.
So far, we've had two stories, one from Tash about Taylor Swift in South America and connections over there. And we've had James's story about a Romanian man who didn't die. I'm guessing he's dead now, though, right?
I imagine so.
I bet everyone was at his weight like, ah!
Yeah. Come on, where is he?
If he was 1930, you said, right? That probably would make him roughly the same age as Anne Ruffle. I guess, if he's still around. Because 1930, what, 90 years ago? Yeah.
Now, that's a rom-com I want to see.
But I'll move on to my story. Story in a very loose way. But you know, I'm a big fan of when 90s football meets NAF 90s television. We've had it quite a few times on the last... in this series, we've had quite a bit of it. The Ginola episode... He went on about seven 90s shows. He went on Home of the Braithwaites. He went on that show where he like pimped himself out to a bunch of rich, horny women.
And then was like, they got completely the wrong end of the stick.
I wasn't pimping myself out to horny women.
All I did was have sex with a bunch of women. For money!
On the Theo episode, he went on All-Star Mr. and Mrs.
That's true.
Sheringham. was on The Masked Singer, we talked about. He even had Kevin Phillips in the past talking about how much he loves Emmerdale. So okay. Naturally, I was looking up the strangest footballer cameos of all time on TV and film. There's the usual suspects and all these listicles. Beckham in King Arthur, Cantona, Frank LaBeouf, who've had a, you know, quite varied acting careers. LaBeouf's like a star on the stage now at the West End in France.
Really?
Yeah, good madly. Fan. Then there's the really weird ones, the really unusual ones. There's one where Robbie Keane appeared on an old iteration of Mrs. Brown's Boys, apparently, when it was over, still in Ireland, not in America. And then the maddest one, which is not what I'm going to talk about, but the maddest one is young Fitz Hall being in The Fifth Element, which is generally true. Fitz Hall, young Fitz Hall is in the, is that, that's not, that'd be a good enough story by itself, but young Fitz, there's nothing, there's no information about it apart from it's him. That's it. He's never talked about that's it.
Bonk. It's yeah. not, this isn't like the Gianfranco Zola.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, it's no, and it turns out it's not him.
It generally is him. It's a teenage boy who sees I can't remember the bit it is, but a spaceship comes in. He looks at it and goes, basically that's it, and that's it. It's Fitz Hall. But
wow,
it's another 90s footballer who tried his hand at acting. I want to talk about today, and I've got a clip that admittedly is quite hard to understand, and that's, you know, 50% quality issues, 50% delivery issues, I would say, in terms of the delivering the line. It's difficult. So I want you to tell me, who is this paying a visit to the hospital in a 1998 episode of classic British crime soap, The Bill?
Did you something?
Yeah, that's right. No, you are. Pleased to meet you.
This is Romain Lesson, my personal agent.
Really nice to meet you.
Hi. Look, this is really good of you to come down, you know? I mean, I can't believe it. I never thought you'd show up for a minute.
How is she? What is her name? Laura?
Yeah, it's Laura. Well, she's still unconscious, I'm afraid, but they're optimistic. Well, you know what doctors are like in here. They're always optimistic.
You caught the man who did this to her?
Yeah, we did. We finally sorted it.
There we go. If you couldn't work out what was happening there, that's our mystery player talking to one of the Sun Hill police officers as they check up on a hit-and-run victim. But any idea who that mystery footballer is?
I'm guessing he's French, right?
Yeah. Just to be clear, it was the Frenchman. It wasn't the the policeman talking.
The policeman's got loads of charisma.
You know who it is, James?
Yeah.
Let's have some guesses first from Jack and Tash. Let's see what they think.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say that he was about as creepy as your story time.
What do you mean?
Did you catch the man who did this to her?
Yeah.
So hang on, 1998, you say?
Yes.
Patrick Vieira.
Okay, that's a very good guess. Very good guess. Tash, any thoughts?
No.
Okay.
No thoughts.
Nah. Patrick Vieira is a very good guess.
Emmanuel Petit.
James, what was your guess going to be?
Emmanuel Petit.
Let's find out as our player goes to talk to the victim's dad.
You're Emmanuel Petit.
That's right.
Hey! Well, this is Laura's father, Alex.
I'm sorry to hear about your daughter. I'm sure she will give it up.
I'm sure she will too.
He did it.
Unconscious. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. But she is responding to certain sounds and, well, things like that. They say that just holding her hand, talking to her, can't do her any harm. And that's mostly what me and her mother are doing. Just talking to her, just telling her things.
I brought Happy this Christmas. For her on a board signed by the team.
I don't know what to say.
Would you like me to sing for
Thank
her?
Thank you.
What a nice guy. He brought a sign ball. But yes, you are right. Emmanuel Petit. And that is the poor Laura, who's been hit by a car, her dad, sounding far more excited to meet Emmanuel Petit than he is sad about his daughter. I would say. And I said Merry Christmas through that. That's because this wasn't any old Bill episode. This was the 1998 Christmas special. And I was interested to see how it happened. And why it happened, because, you know, Emmanuel Petit, an odd choice, like, you know, a big 90s player, but, you know, not quite in the same level of Ginola or, you know, Cantona or someone like that, I would say, in terms of like being a celebrity, obviously on the pitch just as successful, but like not quite the celebrity one. So I looked it up to see how it all happened, and I found these quotes from Emmanuel Petit. I didn't know much about the Bill before I appeared in it for their Christmas special. I'm not really sure how they came to use me. So there we go. Good start already. Maybe it's because of the way I am. I had long hair, which made me different to the other 99% of football players. I just won the double with Arsenal and the World Cup with France, so I guess I was pretty popular at the time. They asked if I heard the show, but I hadn't. So, okay. Didn't even know what the show was. This is when it gets really odd. They asked me if they wanted me to be a part of the show as a guest, and because of how much I loved Friends, I thought it'd be the same with the bill, so I said, yeah, no problem, I'll do it.
So he thought he was going to be Brad Pitt and Friends.
He thought that. What, now, like, you need to watch maybe 1 second of the bill to be very clear that it isn't, like, it's extremely different to Friends.
Joey?
Joey, who were the guys? Yeah, like, do you know, like, one of those notions, like, studio audience and why everyone was wearing police uniforms? It's so
why a girl had been mowed down in the first 5 minutes. Yeah.
It's not the funniest episode, I'd say, but yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Where is Gunter?
Yeah, it's bizarre logic, but fair play to Manu, he went through with it. And if you want to hear a little bit more about his experiences on the bill, they said I'd have a few lines, and all of a sudden I was just so nervous about the whole thing because my English wasn't great, but I couldn't go back on it, and it was nice to be invited on something like that show as a guest. You can kind of tell he's a bit nervous in the recording, I think, if you can hear what he's saying, which is very difficult. It was very good, and it's not something I've thought about until very recently when someone I was working with in France over Christmas found the video and showed it to everyone. My friend, I walked into the shop with a bouquet of flowers and I looked so thin, and it sounded like I was whispering because I was so nervous about being on camera all the time. At the time.
Oh, little socks.
They never called me back for a second appearance, though, and my appearance and my possible Hollywood career pretty much ended there. Of course, my Arsenal teammates took the piss out of me for it. I used to do so many commercials back in the day, so the players were always printing out photos of me and putting them up in the dressing room. And finally, the best line of all, it was funny, to be honest. It wasn't like any of them were jealous of me for getting to go on the bill. So there we go. Meow at the end.
The bill was cancelled soon after that, wasn't it?
I think that night. The episode went out. I'm pretty sure. No, the bill went out.
I want to see Martin Keown in the bill.
I think this is a trend we should bring back. There should be more footballers going on NAF. ITV programs, I think.
Yeah.
ITV
was, or just, ITV, or just, or turning up in like prestige dramas, like if they turn up in,
in the Crown, like, or something.
Yeah, or like turn up as Diana's ghost. You're like, James Milner advising the Queen on Diana's death.
I like it when they play themselves, though. I think it's more fun. I like the idea of them playing characters. I think any of them are good enough actors to do that. I like the idea.
No, that's true.
Of, yeah, like you say, Eric Dyer turning up in Stranger Things. I have no idea how he'd play himself then, because he would be like zero when that show's out. But that was it. That was how Emmanuel Petit ended
how
up.
How did you find that?
I think I did the stepping stones quite clearly, I think, in the story. But yeah, I was Googling funny football cameos, as I do every day, even I'm not doing this. And I found that. And I also found a beautiful press shot photo, which you can buy on eBay for £20, of Emmanuel with his arm round the lady in a brace in the hospital.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Thank you very much. I cannot wait to open it. And finally, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Oh no, I can't.
The story that was billed as, what was it, Tash? The greatest story ever told?
Yeah.
That was
it. God, greatest story of all time.
I was so arrogant 24 hours ago. And hearing your stories that are all really funny and good, I feel like I've instantly walked into a trap.
Well,
but look, you know, I will stick my head into the lion's den.
Yeah, one thing about Bernhardt, he doesn't back down.
It's true. One thing about Bernhardt, he doesn't back down.
Lionheart, you mean?
Yeah, Lionheart Bernhardt.
Lions and heads are very relevant to this story.
Oh, okay.
But first of all, we have to go back to a momentous day in football history. Saturday, the 8th of August, 1998. You guys remember what you were doing then? It would have been just after the World Cup.
Yep.
I'm not going to ask you to look
probably
back
down Riverside Ice and Leisure.
It was probably at Fenton Manor,
James is pressing his face up against Missoula, saying, one day, I'll be able to get in there.
So a very young Rio Ferdinand in the age. Yeah, sorry.
Well,
keep cracking with your story. Yeah.
Saturday, the 8th of August, 1998, was the creation of one of the greatest characters in football history. It was at the Vetch Stadium in Swansea.
Swansea football, Swansea wasn't doing particularly well. They were in, I think, Division 2 at this point. And a lot of the fans were going a bit restless. They were worried that their team wasn't doing very well, but they've been told that there was a lot of investment coming into the club. So they were expecting a couple of new faces, a couple of it start the season, expecting like big players to come through. What they got was a giant swan called Cyril the Swan. Cyril the Swan was their mascot. The club had decided, because they weren't doing very well, they would try and get the glamour and excitement of the Premier League by creating a mascot who would sort of entertain the crowd. And the fans were a bit like, oh, great, a giant swan. This is a man in a swan costume. It's basically the first. He's the first.
Like the Masked Singer.
Like the Masked Singer. But this was in 1998 when there weren't that many mascots around. Mm-hmm, like there was definitely the preserve of the NFL and a couple of Premier League teams. Now mascots are everywhere. You know, now you've got like you've got Gunnosaurus, you've got your Harry Hornet for Watford or whatever he's called. You've got the boiler from West Brom. Yeah. They've got everyone loves the boiler. This was 1998. This was when football was at the vetch. It was quite hard and rough, and there were just a bunch of men standing there expecting their team to come out, and they got a man in a giant swan costume. And therefore everyone was a little bit like, oh, okay, well, this seems pretty half-assed, half-baked. He goes on to have the greatest game that anyone has ever had as a mascot in his first match against, his first match was against Exeter. Not much happens. It's when the groundsman at the time, Eddie Don, takes on the role of Cyril the Swan. I assume that his first few performances weren't great, and it didn't, like, they were like, we got to drop you and get someone else in. Mm. Eddie Don is fucking mad. Eddie Don puts on the head, and at the very start, it's a cup match against Norwich City. At the very start of this cup match, he barges into Norwich's assistant manager during the tie. and knocks him to the floor, and everyone's a bit like, who is this guy and what's he doing? Pretty quickly though, Swansea equalise. They've gone 1-0 down against Norwich, and then Swansea equalise. When Swansea equalise, Cyril the Swan, Eddie Don, Cyril the Swan, jumps into the crowd and starts like crowd surfing as the crowd chant hooligan, hooligan at him. And this like freaked out the opposition so much they were like, that swan is coming nowhere fucking near us for the replay. The second leg they were like, no, we're banning Cyril the Swan. But Cyril the Swan kept going. He kept going during the season, getting weirder and weirder. He apparently, as Eddie as Cyril the Swan, got more and more obnoxious and weird. They had, like, you know, football, they have penalty shootouts with the mascot. Mm-hmm. And usually the plan is you let the ball go in because you're playing against a child. Cyril would not do that. Cyril saved every single penalty and then like swore at the kids, thrusting his pelvis at the kids.
Oh, wow.
The crowd boo him and he moons them. I mean, it's
with how, like, does a swan moon?
Yeah, was it with a swan ass or is it human ass?
Like a swan with great difficulty.
I assume a swan ass. I feel like crossing a line
otherwise. Yeah.
But Swansea aren't doing particularly well at this time, and he is the only popular person in Swansea. Far more popular than any of the players. He gets like asked to go to after dinner speeches. He becomes like a local legend. When Cyril comes out, everyone screams and cheers. And there's literally there's footage when Swansea played Millwall of Cyril the Swan like coming onto the pitch after they score, and like again just like he's basically the Bez of Swansea, it seems.
Okay.
Like he's really like riling people up and getting very excited. But the that match has a moment, and I don't know if you could do this now, has a moment where it starts and the referee, and Cyril is like going up and down the touchline doing his usual like honk 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 hooligan hooligan hooligan. The referee says something, apparently says to him, have I got to put up with this all game? And then the swan the swan nods and then headbutts him.
What?
And the referee is so shocked, he's like, okay, I guess that's fine.
Oh my god.
When they, the Swansea win, they beat Millwall 3-0. When they win, and I think after the third goal, Cyril the Swan kicks the ball really, really hard at a Millwall player, and it smacks him in the back of the head and he falls down. Amazing. Cyril is just like a maniac. Yep. To the extent that the Welsh FA fine him, and they ban him for a couple of games, and it means they have to call in a like watchdog effectively to create new rules. That they bring Cyril the Swan and Swansea management in to be like, okay, mascots are going mad and you're being too obnoxious and weird, help us create some guidelines and some rules. So basically it's sort of it gets a little bit calmer after that for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2001, Cyril's greatest moment happens. It's again against Millwall. And I think at this point, Cyril and Millwall have a little bit of tastiness going on. Like, there's mm-hmm. a little bit of a vibe here that they don't like. And it's at the Vetch. And apparently in the olden days, mascots would regularly go to other clubs. I don't think this happens anymore, does it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think I've seen one game where like
weird, like them traveling on the bus next to like, Son or
are
something.
Are they the bus driver? Do they have to? Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think I watched a match where I think it was Arsenal versus Bournemouth, and Arsenal weren't very good at the time, and Bournemouth I think won the penalty shootout with the mascot. They brought their mascot.
Okay.
And Bournemouth won the penalty. And I remember thinking at the time, like, fucking hell, this can't get any worse as an Arsenal fan. But in the olden days, like I say, it would be quite regular that that mascots would come, and by 2001. A lot of clubs are getting their own Cyrils, and Millwall have their own mascot now called Zampa the Lion. Mm-hmm. And apparently, before they've been sort of trading insults throughout this. When it came to half time in this match in 2001 between Zampa and the Lion and Cyril the Swan, they're supposed to have a penalty shootout, and they're waiting at the goal. They're waiting for Cyril's at the goal, waiting for Zampa to come out. He doesn't come out. They still wait. A bit confused. Suddenly, from another entrance, like something out of WWE, Zampa the Lion sprints across the stadium and starts trying to pummel Cyril the Swan, and they have an out and out like fight on the pitch. He just storms into him trying to land blows. So what was interesting is apparently Cyril the Swan knew he had to be on his best behavior, because the officials have been like, don't you fucking ruin this for us, Cyril the Swan. Like, we know that there's going to be trouble against Millwall. Just don't rise to it. Don't rise to it. It all changed when Zampa the Lion tries to behead Cyril the Swan. And that is something you do not do in mascot law. It is an offense to one's honor. So he tries to punch his head off, and at that point Eddie Don as Cyril the Swan decides like, enough is enough, this fucking lion's going down. He does like a dodge, a turn, he does a massive uppercut to Zampa the Lion's head. It comes clean off. Zampa the Lion falls down. The mascot hides his face in shame and horror.
Look at me!
Cyril picks up the head of Zampa the Lion, runs over to the Millwall players and fans, and just boots it at them. And the Vetch goes fucking wild. It's like, it's like Fight Club, and a man's head has been punched clean off. I think at that point... there's footage of it. It's really incredible. I think after that point they were like, okay, we need to kill, like, not kills, they don't kill Cyril. Cyril's afterwards, he like, they, it, Cyril goes down in history. Cyril does like panto. Cyril does
wow,
I think he releases a song.
Does he go on a Home with the Braithwaites?
He goes Home with the Braithwaites. Yep. He turns up
dancing
in the Fifth Element. Like, he's in the bill. But they, in the end, they say Cyril has basically been retired now. Apparently Cyril has a girlfriend or wife called Sybil, and he's quietened down a bit as well. Aww. which is good. It's nice that he's found love, but you know, there was a while there where Cyril was the unstoppable force.
A real wild child.
I hope
very
it was
good.
Also like Fight Club in that Zampa didn't actually exist.
Yeah.
at the end, everyone's like, why has Cyril been punching himself in the face? What's going on?
And yeah, Cyril lived happily ever after until Jamie Vardy shot him. R.I.P. R.I.P. Cyril.
R.I.P. Cyril.
But you know what, Jack? I think it lived up to the hype.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
It's just a great story. I think it has everything.
It does.
I'd like to watch like a sketch of it.
Oh, okay. Not a film, because I have a pitch.
I think I'd like that, but shorter.
I'd like to watch an episode of The Bill about it.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel Petit getting arrested.
Yeah.
Very good.
Have you seen that? Mascots Minute Silence Twitter account.
This is basically what inspired it, because I was like, there must be something to do with the mascots when a mascot absolutely loses their mind.
Have you ever seen the Christopher Cyril Guest Cyril film as well? Mascots.
Oh yeah.
No, it's quite funny. It's quite funny.
That's fun. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I shouldn't make it into a film. I see.
I think you should. I think you should. Yeah.
I can get Ellis James to play Cyril.
That'd be good. That would be a good. That would be a good casting. And Millwall doing it. Danny Baker.
Cyril the Lion. Ellis James pummeling Danny Baker into the floor.
There we
Horrible.
Go. Yeah, that's the pitch. Okay, so it is time for everyone to vote for who they think should be King Story Person, winner of Hearts and Minds. So I'll do a little recap of the stories. We kicked off with Tash's stories about South American traditions and superstitions regarding her hero, Taylor Swift. Then we had James Baljan talking about a Romanian footballer who died but didn't die, turned up his own wake. Then we had Emmanuel Petit on The Bill. And finally, we had Cyril, the deranged Swansea mascot. Let's all vote. I'm going to ask, we'll do an order of who was on the show, I think. So, King Story Person, who's your vote going to? And you can vote for yourself, actually. I'll let people do that. Cause you can't vote for yourself. You can't vote for yourself.
I am going to go for... You can't see this, but Jack is crossing his fingers I'm about to announce the winner of Big Brother.
Yeah.
I am actually going to go for Jack.
Yes.
Which is annoying. Because I didn't want to.
I
did everything in my power not to want to do that. But I'm fair. You know.
It's true. Say what you want about Tash is fair. Bernhard doesn't back down and Tash is fair. Frisco's fair.
The meanest vote anyone's ever done, by the way, can I just say, where it's like, I don't want to vote for you.
I didn't want to give it to you.
No one wants to see this guy win. We all want to see nonstop misery for Jet Bernhard in general.
Sure. I get that.
Fair play. His story was the best. And I am also going to go for his. I was very impressed by Tash's attention to detail in the story. I was less impressed by James' attention to detail, as admitted himself. But I liked his story. but yes, I'm going to go for Jack Bernhardt, because I just love swans beating the shit out of each other.
Mascots are just funny, aren't they? They're just a winner.
They are funny. Which means, James, you could... Actually, let's go Jack first. Who's Jack? Who's your vote going to? This will make it a bit more interesting.
I mean, I everyone's done very well, can I just say? All the stories
we're all winners.
We're all winners, really. I mean, I think personally, I love Tasha's level of attention to detail, as you say. And I love the wake. I do love the wake. But you know what?
I know.
You know what? I think I've got to give it to Petit, personally. Because the multimedia
by
experience...
By which you mean James?
No, I want to give it to Emmanuel Petit. Okay.
Personally.
Got to give it to... Well, because I liked the multimedia experience, and I liked the fact that it was an Arsenal player. I liked I do also like... That's an area of football that I really enjoy. The people... doing cameos on shows, and the fact that he thought it was going to be Friends, very funny. You know what?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. On behalf of Emmanuel. Thank you very, very much.
By the way, this is a real this is a real Greece Cyprus Eurovision voting situation we've got going on.
Yeah. We've been discussing this. We've been texting each other all day.
You better give me 12.
James, deciding vote goes to you.
Right. I genuinely enjoyed all the stories. Mm-hmm. I Tash appreciate the references, the effort.
Mm-hmm.
James, echo what Jack said, a mixed media approach, give it a different dynamic. Yeah. Lovely stuff.
Thank you.
And to me, the brevity, brilliant.
oh, fuck, that's going to count against me.
But credit where it's due, it's Bernhardt.
Oh. There we go. Let's play the music.
I get to leave the sawhouse.
There we go.
I'm not getting murdered today.
Don't be so sure. Our third ever King Story Person winner of Hearts and Minds. How does it feel, Jack? To wear
it
that
feels
crown?
Really good. It actually feels very emotional, and I told myself I wasn't going to cry. But I really tried this week. You know, I really tried. The other times I wasn't trying so much, and that's why I didn't win.
Humble as always in victory. Wow, there we go. That is it. Thank you all for your stories. That is all for this week's episode. We'll be back in a fortnight. If you can't wait that long, join the Book Club on Patreon. Book where members of the club get a brand new exclusive bonus chapter episode every other week where we chat even more about the book. It's £3.50 to join. Please do, or just support us for a measly pound coin per month. Head to patreon.com/footballbookclub. In the meantime, do get in touch with us at Footy Book Club on Twitter, Instagram at Football Book Club. Send us your thoughts, your author footballer puns, Ken Zong requests, because Zong will be back. Guys, any last words? It's got to be a Taylor Swift ref song, right? Just anyone name a song, think of one.
What's one about it ending?
What's the one with the goat sound in it?
Nice things.
Yeah, this is why we can't have nice things.
There we go. This is why we can't have nice things. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Football Book Club. It featured James Bug, Jack Bernhardt, Natasha Frisco, and James Balgen. It was created and produced by James Bug. The music, Hills Behind, is the work of Silent Partner and is used in the Creative Commons 4.0 license. We'll be back to the autobiographies in a fortnight. Until then, bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.